Charlie Villanova, the greatest of all
Love
time.
Talk Radio.
Pound for Pound Radio is back. Charlie Villanova, the best boxer in the world. What's up, y'all? 274-0. Ain't that right? At the end of March, knocked out a boxer. Great win. One hitter quitter. Yeah, six wins in March. I believe one or two got recorded. But, yeah, man, as everybody knows, you know, I got, like, court and stuff like that, and, you know, pled not guilty because I am not guilty, and that's why I haven't been going to the gyms, you know what I mean? But I've won so many fights, though. Like, let's say I wasn't able to – hold on a second. Fan hit me, yeah. Yeah, but I beat the shit out of so many people that I don't even have to fight anymore, period. But I will, obviously. I mean, I haven't fought in what? Like, no, I'm talking about box with gloves. Well, I mean, shit. Bare knuckles are even more difficult because, like, there's no gloves, you know what I mean? It's like, what, a week and a half ago? About a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago, I beat that boxer. He tried to attack me and shit, and I defended myself, but... Oh, yeah, yeah. Pound for Pound Radio. Yeah, I don't do this shit anymore. Like, I don't do it, you know, but that stream, like, here you just, you know, you do the radio, you got people listening to you, but you don't got to listen to them. In the stream, you do have an option where you can disable all the comments, but then what's the point? I could just make videos and, you know, single videos. But, I mean, yeah, I could do that, but, you know. The whole point of that was to interact with fans, but when you got fake-ass motherfuckers coming in just trying to do stupid shit, and I always tell these retards, I'm like, what do you get out of this? Like, what, like, you know, you already know I'm going to go out there and get the job done, whether it's on the streets, whether it's in the gym, in a ring, in a cage, whatever. Well, wherever I go to fight, you already know I'm going to win. So why do you, what's the point of pretending to show me, what's like that you're a fan and all this bullshit? Like, what's the? You're just making yourself look retarded. You know what I'm saying? And I just continue to win fights. I took out four people in January this year, and like, let's see, two of those fights got recorded. And yeah, and then I come back and I beat another boxer, and then I beat another boxer named Sosa on video, and that was my last recorded boxing match. But my last win was, like less than 2 weeks ago, man. Because everything counts in the UBF Underground, like, street boxing matches, street fights, everything counts. Go watch them. Go look at my street fights I had in Ukraine. Fucking legendary. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and Camila, man, you know, super sexy girlfriend, you know. I posted that sex tape, you know, not giving a fuck if I was to get a strike. Because that had to be posted, man. I mean, I could have posted it on Vimeo, but I don't know. I don't really want to risk my account, and Vimeo is better than YouTube as far as, like, better quality and shit. View-wise, yeah, YouTube has more views, but not that many more views. But no, it does, yeah, it does. YouTube has more views, but the problem with YouTube is it's just a troll-infested website, man. It's trolls, trolls, trolls. It's like, and that's why I'm here and not on the stream, man. I mean, I still do Instagram streams, but that's better because there's, like, less people there, and it's more mellow and shit, you know what I mean? The YouTube stream is, like, it doesn't feel good being on there, man. Even if, like, sometimes it takes 5, 6, 10 minutes for the chat to turn on. Usually, like, 5 to 7 minutes takes the chat to turn on. No, usually it turns on right away. But, okay, sometimes it takes the chat to turn on 5 to 7 minutes. Now, even if nobody says anything and I'm on there, believe me, something's just not right. If I'm high, then I can fuck with it. But even then, I don't do it. Dog, I have not been on the stream for, like, 5 or 6 days. I don't do that shit anymore. Motherfuckers are freaking out. Those delusional haters are probably thinking, like, wow, he's not streaming anymore on YouTube. What the fuck? Like, yeah, because I'm tired of your bullshit. I told you already. when I was on there, I'm like, hey, y'all keep acting a fool. I'm just going to stop doing this shit. Yeah, I mean, think about it, man. The best boxer of all time, Charlie Zelenoff, me, the time out of my day to get in that stream to talk to you about boxing and you want to disrespect me, well, that's why I cut the stream. And now you're being disrespected by being ignored. No, I ain't paying you any time at all to talk to you about anything. If you motherfuckers are fake. You got a lot of these cats that came in, they're like, oh, off, and they're like, yo, what's up, champ, and all this shit. And it was just, man. Yeah, and I quit alcohol. I just drink water. Yeah, I drink water, and then that's it. And I just do weed. I just do weed. That's it. I don't drink. I quit cold turkey. I don't have any alcohol withdrawals. Been very fortunate, you know what I mean? I told everybody to kind of sit back and just kind of relax and just, you know, give the champ a chance. And then nobody would do it. Oh, my God, you're drinking. I'm like, man, everybody shut the fuck up and just chill. Motherfuckers are going way too crazy. I understand drinking's bad, but hey, what happened now, though? You don't see me drinking no more, right? Okay, then. Yeah, so, yeah, man, I'm still targeting Joshua and Fury and all those bums, and Mayweather don't want to fight, man. I gained up to 180, and he didn't want to fight me when I was like 154. When I was like barely a little bit heavier than him, he didn't want to fight me at that time when I seen him. What are the chances he's going to want to fight a cruiserweight with a record of 274 now? Come on, man. Floyd's a pussy, bro. Even if I cut weight, which I could, he's going to back out again. I do truly hope he mans up one day and gets knocked the fuck out by me. It could happen. The problem is his size. He's small as fuck, you know what I mean? Wilder was at least a heavyweight. Wilder would kill Mayweather. Wilder was a heavyweight. But Deontay Wilder, like, he backed out in 2012, and Derek the Giant was bigger and stronger than Deontay. I don't know if he's stronger. They're both. I don't know. They'd have to fight we'd have to see an outcome. But I beat Derek, and then the Deontay Zelenoff Wilder show was forgotten, and then it resurfaced. Like 2 years passed, and you know, resurfaced. I got back with my ex Claudia, my ex fiance Claudia, and then yeah, I was like, you know, then I started getting calls, you know, while I was with my ex-fiance about a potential fight with Deontay Wilder. And then I was like, let's go. And then I got his number, and we talked on Facebook, and that's where the beef really started. It had nothing to do with anybody calling anybody's daughter's names or any shit like that. So he made that up, man. Deontay Wilder made that up. He's a liar. He's a delusional. Deontay's a delusional liar. His whole plan was to have people already turned against him, but he wanted to turn everybody against me, like almost everybody. So he just said some shit like that so people turn against me. You don't get it? Yeah, but I made his head turn against him. His head turned to the side when I hit him in the jaw. You know what I mean? Real talk. Deontay don't want no smoke with Charlie Zane. So, yeah, man, motherfuckers, they're not bothering me anymore because I'm not going on there. I can go on a fucking IG stream, but I got to be careful with them IG streams too, man, because if they see that, man, he's only going on here now, they're all going to follow me. Not all, but they're going to follow me there. You know what I'm saying? YouTube carries a bigger crowd, but it's really the same type of system. It's a stream, just a different website. Theoretically, if those YouTube retards wanted to, they can come, all 70 of them can come to Instagram, and then it would be the exact same shit, and I'd have to shut down the Instagram streams. But I don't do them that much. I do, well, yeah, man, so there you have it, man. But yeah, I'm definitely digging the weed. The weed is a lot better. It's not hitting as much, but still hitting, and might get some today or tomorrow. Tomorrow for sure. Maybe today and tomorrow. We'll see. But yeah, I still talk to Troy, and Rodney, yeah, Rodney just works a lot now. He owns some fucking soccer team now or some shit, so I still talk to the homies, man, you know, everything's cool, you know, the main thing is I talk to my girl, Camila, and I ain't feeling my ex-wife, man, Daria, man. I mean, I'd love to fuck her, obviously, again, you know, I haven't hit it in a while, but no, not putting you on. There's a 425 calling. No. Cancel that shit. This ain't gonna be the repeat of the stream. I'm sorry, man. It won't be no damn repeat of the fucking... The whole point of canceling the stream is to get away from the drama. That drama ain't following me nowhere, dog. Trust me. So, yeah, man, that 100 or no boxer, man. If we can get that fight after the court, if I don't get locked up, whatever, you know, hopefully I won't, I shouldn't, then, yeah, I'll beat the shit out of him. I'll make him 101. And I found out apparently it's that he's 100 and 0 in amateurs, and he's going pro. He already went pro, like I don't think it's box, right? It's a, like, actual pro, like underground, like the shit that I do. But because he ain't on my level, I'll beat his ass all over the ring, just like I told him in real life. Yeah, I mean, if he's truly that, his cousin told me that's his actual record. I'm like, wow, I want to beat his ass before somebody else does. You know what I mean? Like, cause. Come on, he's gonna lose. I mean, bro, if he ducks me, if he continues ducking me, then he ain't gonna retire undefeated. No, yeah, if you can retire undefeated, you can win 10 fights and be like, hey, you know, I'm done. No, man, but I'm talking long-term career. How many motherfuckers? Okay, Marciano, yeah, but who did he beat, though, to get that 49? He didn't beat Charlie Zeno, though, did he? No. So if I was in that time, Marciano would have been 49-1. Or 49-2, I could have beat him twice. I'm saying he would have been 49-1 or 49-2. And, yeah, he's just lucky that I was not in that era, and he's lucky that he's not in my era. So back to that 100-0 boxer. If we fight, believe me, I'm telling you right now, he's going to be 101. Ain't nobody can take this speed, this power. I'm bigger, I'm stronger, I'm faster, I'm more experienced, I'm better. I'm more confident. I got 16 years of professional boxing experience. I said professional boxing. 16 years of professional boxing experience. But what about before that? Street fighting, all that, exactly. The fights I won that don't count on the record are about those fights. You know, if you really look at it, I'm already 300-0, but I just, you know. No, I'm 274-0, but I'm saying, you know, if you physically count every fight I had in my life, then, yeah, I'm probably above 300-0. But, no, it's all good. Once I turn pro, only in the ring, which I won the ring, everything counts after that. But what happened before I turned pro does not count. But, yeah, man, thing is, now I have a girlfriend locally, Camila, so I'll just ask her to go to Ukraine with me, and if she wants to do it. Or we'll go somewhere else. Maybe it won't be Ukraine. If it's just Ukraine, it's easier to live there, you know what I mean? Me, my girlfriend, okay, she's not American, but she's an American citizen, obviously. She's been here, you know, for a minute now. She's lived here for a while. She's not born here, but she barely even has an accent. Like, you heard her talk to me on the video? She sounds hot as fuck, bro. I'm telling you, Camila looks better than Kim Kardashian. You know what I'm saying? Like, just better face, better body. She's, like fucking curvy and sexy. And, bro, I'm lucky to say that I fucked her multiple times. It's on video. The reason why I posted that sex tape is because I got so tired of these people. And I said, hey, you know what? It's time to put an actual end to them. Yeah, you know, like, fuck Camila, knock out a boxer a couple of days after. And then I'm like, hey, you know what? Fuck the streams. It's time to cancel the streams. Cut all ties with these clowns. That's it. Do you understand though? Like in that stream, do you know how many people came in there saying, "Yo, champ, where can I get some merch?" Just yesterday, day before yesterday, there was a buyer. Right, I believe it was Joker. And, sound like him? No, the screen. It wasn't Joker, but him or his brother. Look, I'm not gonna tell you who it was. But anyways, okay, the buyer. No, I wasn't sure it wasn't Rodney. He literally hit me up and he was like, "Yo, champ, I want this hat." He didn't ask me, "Yo, how do I get the hat?" Because see, my point of saying this now, listen, a lot of these delusional trolls and schizophrenic haters, they come in the stream to ask me shit that they already know the answer to, and I know the answer to it, obviously. They just want to ask it, like, "Yo, champ, where can I get your boxing merchandise?" They know where to get it. They just don't want to get it. They just want to piss me off. You see? It's easy to read their shit, man. To read right through their bullshit. That's the way to say it. Yeah, "Yo, champ, where do I get your merch?" And I still explain. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a cool dude and I still explain to these retards. Money transfer, Western Union, MoneyGram, shit like that. That's how you do it. Money order takes too long. If I want to fucking get money today, I'll just ask a motherfucker to ship it. And he'll get the hat or whatever item he he purchases. That's how it works. Hold on a second. But yeah, man, Camilla's even hotter than Daria, too. Yeah, after that, I had a conversation with my ex-wife, like, recently, I don't know, like, right after I knocked out that boxer for 274. And, yeah, Daria, basically, no, I didn't purposely message it. Look, it was an accident. We don't talk. No, it was just, you know how when you could share a video or a picture or whatever to all your contacts? There's an option like that on any smartphone. Okay, well, let's see. I posted, "Send this video. I want to show everybody in my phone." And Daria happened to be one of the contacts. And she commented on it first, and she was like, "So like, okay, wait, what do you want me? What do you want from me? What do you want me to do about it? Okay, good for you." She's like, "Oh, and congrats on your new girl, you know, because I sent her the hell I'm fucking Camilla." So we start talking a little bit, you know. And I don't know, man. She's just not the same. Daria's not the same girl she used to be when she was in that green wedding dress when she was my wife. I mean, I would give her another chance, and you know, if she would give me one. But I have a girlfriend, and that's why I always said Daria needs to hurry up, Kim needs to hurry up, all these good, because ain't nobody gonna wait forever, man. No matter how hot you are, just remember there's always all these girls. No matter how sexy you are, there's always somebody just as hot or even hotter. So, ain't nobody gonna wait forever. And nobody gonna just sit there and be like, "Oh yeah, all right, I'm just gonna wait, yeah, whatever. Even if it's 50 years, I'm just gonna wait. Fuck all that." And see, like Kim chose her fate. I mean, come on, who the fuck is? I mean, I would. But look, I got Camilla, man. I'm saying choosing the psychopath. Okay, Camilla had sex with Charlie Zonoff. Kim had sex with Kanye West. So who's higher on the pedestal, man? Kim or Camille? Which K? Camille, obviously. The reason why I compare every girl to Kim, you know why? Because Kim thinks she's the center of the world. Yes, she's hot, but she thinks she's the hottest girl, and she's not. That's why I compare every girl to her. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. If you look at the news feed that she gets, the type of shit that they put on there, like Kim's at a gas station shit like that. Like, who, like, what? Are you serious? Like, I understand she has a high PR, but, like, bro, this is ridiculous, man. Come on, cuz. That's why I said it's better to date super hot babes, like models that are not like really famous. A little famous is okay, just not super famous. Not like worldwide famous for, you know, on CNN, shit like that. Yeah, you don't want bitches like that. Some girls take advantage of you. They want you. They materialism. Your watch, your wallet, your car, and that's it. They want all that, but they don't want you, though. They're going to act like they want you, but they don't want it. Camila not a go there. Girl got money herself, but she, Camila, you all heard the sex tape, man. She was moaning. She was loving it. And I gave it to her. Whether she's the one or not, it doesn't matter. I hope she is. It doesn't matter. The point is, I'm fucking a fucking supermodel. And that's it. And I bet it strikes the haters, like hurts the haters a lot. That I'm over Kim and Daria, and I have a new girl, like, that I started a completely new life. And what, you know what else pisses them off? That I win fights all the time. Yeah, so. But yeah, like when I was on the stream, I was telling these motherfuckers, I'm like, hey man, appreciate the champ. Appreciate, you know, what you're witnessing, because I'm telling you, man, I don't want to talk to these fucking retards. If I go back on there one day, it's going to be, I mean, it might be better, but I don't think so. It's going to be the same shit all over again. You don't get it that these people are sick in the head. I can be fucking 1,900 or 2,500 or 3,000 or 10,000 or no, it wouldn't matter to them. They're just going to say, oh, you just got a lot of assaults, blah, 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 you're a gym assaulter, let's call some pizza. It's going to be the same old shit. Hey, ever since I quit the stream, there's not been one pizza delivery. That's what I'm saying. Fuck that shit. Look, there were times where the shit was fun. I was high, I was drunk. Yeah, like when you're like about to black out, when you're drunk as fuck, when you're high as fuck, and you're like, man, fuck all these motherfuckers, then yeah, then you could do it. But when you're sober and you know, because when you're sober, you're serious, you know, you're not really right. And when I'm sober and I gotta read this bullshit, I'm like, nah, cuz I ain't fucking with this shit, man. Nah, man. I'm good on that, man. Yeah, still like 6 minutes, 30 seconds left, but I'll go over time. So, yeah. It pisses these clowns off that I started a new wife, new girlfriend, super hot. Well, actually, meaning, new relationship. The point is that I started, okay, fuck him, fuck all that. Now, I don't want to talk shit about Stacey Dahl because you just never know. She's single, she ain't got no kids. You just never know. If me, Camila's beautiful, Stacey Dahl's beautiful. I mean, again, comparing women on that level, yeah, man. But yeah, Camila's my girl, and I'm happy. And yeah, you all heard that video, man. Just me banging the lights out. Yeah, I can't wait to win another fight. Go to the gym. Just pop somebody in the fucking mouth, man. I can't wait to do that. But you gotta understand, I got court and freedom comes first, and I'm not taking the risk. My lawyer advised me that it's not a good idea, not even the box, not even the, what, I'm like, what about, like, gym, ring? And she's like, no, no ring, no gym. No, she's like, you could, but it's not a good idea. Just wait till everything kind of, you know, wait till the dust settles, and then you can go back to your professional career and do whatever you're doing. I've never left, and you know, frankly, I've never even taken a break. I've been beating shit out of motherfuckers left and right every week. It's just from boxing. You people haven't seen me in like a month, punching somebody on YouTube with gloves. No, With gloves, yeah. But with bare knuckles? Oh shit, I've been defending myself real well, man. In style too, man. Oh, another thing, those clowns on the stream. They don't want to let go of their bullshit little era. That box wreck shit. They don't want to let go of it, man. Yeah, it's like fucking, I don't know, this is a bad example, like NBA. Because the NBA is not a fraud. I mean, like, even motherfuckers like Wilt and Bill Russell, they're not as good as, like, Durant and Giannis, obviously. They're not as good. But they're still very good. So, like, in mainstream boxing, guys like Tyson and Foreman and Ali, they were not that good. I'd knock all them motherfuckers out. Wilt and Bill Russell, you can classify them as legends. Can you classify Mike Tyson and Ali as legends? No. Fuck no. Legends don't have a combined 11 losses, both of them, combined 11 losses. We lost five times? Yeah, five times. Tyson lost six times. Charlie Zonoff lost zero times. Charlie Zonoff never lost, undefeated. So there you have it, man. There you have it, man. Oh, yeah, and that. And I beat the haters, man. I beat the shit out of Temple. Of course I beat them. Saying they're, I physical. Okay, I beat them by winning so many fights. And I literally physically beat them. Like, physically got Temple and just smashed his goddamn skull in. Bam, 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 bam. Over and over. You can hear his skull cry. Yeah, he got embarrassed. All that shit talk. He just came, tackled me, and just got his ass beat, man. What a loser, man. Comes to court, gets punked, comes again by my house, returns the phone because he's scared to get knocked out again. Then comes up to, like, no, he didn't come up. Comes near this, kind of near the, like, comes up, like, closer to my stairs, and I told him that I beat his ass. You all seen it. And nothing happened, just words, and he didn't want to. It's funny, the pizza guys have more balls than him. But, nah, Jay, the tempo's done, bro. I already beat him 33 punches to 2. You can't have a rematch when a fight is that lopsided. Derek John's been talking a lot of smack on, well, I've been talking to him on Facebook. And I'm thinking, yeah, maybe I should go beat the shit out of Derek. But then once I agreed, he started demanding $1,500. Look, man, $1,500. He wants to get paid to fight. He's retarded. Knowing nobody's going to pay that much money. So I'm telling you, man, the best, the two best outcomes is just me going to a gym and doing what I just challenge, like a Marine, a Navy SEAL, a boxer, UFC clown, whatever the fuck, and just beat the shit out of them. Or beat the living shit out of them. Beat the living shit out of that 100-0 boxer. Make him 101. Trust me, that would be the biggest win. Because what is the point of rematches I told you, a rematch is only supposed to happen if the first fight is very close, controversial, or even at least somewhat close. Close, controversial, then yes, rematch, yeah. But honestly, dude, it's just better to keep going and just beating new opponents, man. Yeah, I beat Alex four times, okay, but beat APB three times. But how many opponents did I, you know what I'm saying? It's like I just smashed them. I knocked this motherfucker out, then I knocked that motherfucker out. I like to beat new opponents. This whole rematch shit, man. I don't need a rematch, Wilder. I'm satisfied with what I did to him, man. That left hook when I hit Wilder in the jaw, he flew like a fucking cannon hit him. Fuck Wilder, man. Zelenoff, the greatest. Fuck the bump squad. Yeah, I said bump squad, motherfucker. Charlie Zelenoff, Team Zelenoff. Fuck team. Fuck Deontay Wilder. I beat Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder's a clown. Hey, Boxrec, you're a joke. I'm 274 now. Get it right.